Over the weekend, the Topeka Capital Journal reported on an FBI investigation of Kansas Governor Sam Brownback's CanCare Medicaid program. The inquiry focuses on a group called Parallel Strategies, a consulting and lobbying firm run by former Brownback aides who also have ties to health care providers. The main questions: did Brownback's representatives urge companies to hire this specific lobbying firm, and were organizations or individuals who refused to cooperate targeted politically or even financially? Joining us now to break down this story is Tim Carpenter, the Topeka Capital Journal reporter who broke this story. And Tim joins us by phone this morning from Topeka. Tim, good morning, and thanks for taking some time.
Steve, it's a pleasure to be with you today.
Tim, break down this story for our listeners here, and who are the key players here, and what exactly are they being investigated for?
Well, there's much that we don't know about.
Of course.
Details of the FBI inquiry, because the FBI is very shy about telling the public exactly what they're doing during an investigative phase. But we do know that the agency has been drawn to the activities of this Parallel Strategies firm, which was created a year ago by David Kinzinger, a close confidant of the governor, former chief of staff, runs the governor's political organization.
Yeah.
In addition, Riley Scott, who also used to work for the governor and is the son-in-law of the Senate president. And finally, a third gentleman, George Stafford, who also is a former fundraiser employee and advisor to Brownback.
And you think the focus of the investigation, at least what you're being told, is this notion, you know, did Brownback's representatives urge companies to hire this specific lobbying firm, Tim?
Mm-hmm. There's a couple of different threads on that point. First of all, there are three, when speaking about CanCare and Medicaid, there are three companies that the state government hired to run the $3 billion Medicaid program in Kansas.
Right.
One of them is represented now by Riley Scott of Parallel Strategies. Another is represented by a former lobbying partner of David Kinzinger. And a third is represented by a former Brownback deputy cabinet secretary. So those tentacles reach out to those important CanCare companies that are providing services to hundreds of thousands of Kansans. So those connections, whether they were financial or otherwise, I think has been placed in the spotlight.
I want to be very explicit here, Tim. We're talking at this point about confidants of the governor, people outside of his administration. Do I understand that right? Is the administration itself being investigated, or are we talking about folks sort of who are on the periphery of the administration?
Yeah, I don't think the target of this is Governor Brownback. That's not been suggested to me. I just believe from my conversations with individuals that some of the activities of Parallel Strategies, activities of other legislators and lobbyists unaffiliated with Parallel Strategies, has drawn the interest of federal investigators.
How long have you been working on a story like this, Tim? Give us a sense of that.
Well, I cover the legislative session in the Capitol that begins in January, and I began hearing rumors of the FBI's activities several months ago. So could work on it and here and there, and the legislature took a break several weeks ago, and I could really delve into the story. It's not a story that comes easily, and in this case, I interviewed dozens of people who had information, were eager to share it, wanted a story published, but didn't want to have their name attached to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the part of the problem there is they either work in government, or they're political candidates, or they have businesses associated with government that rely on government funding, and they're fearful of backlash from the administration.
You know, Tim, this is obviously a re-election year for the governor, a big election year for members of both parties in Kansas. Do you have any sense that this investigation will be completed before folks go to the polls in August and then again in November this year?
Yeah, I don't know the timing of the inquiry as it stands right now. I don't know how far they've gone. It's unclear whether evidence will ever materialize that rises to the level of going to court. It's just not clear. I wish I could sit down and read through the FBI files and I could give you a better idea about this. I should make one other point, and that is the governor's office did speak about this story and answered the questions I had. They were unaware of that there was the FBI was poking around. I also gave the principals of Parallel Strategies the opportunity to speak to this issue, and they declined.
That's Tim Carpenter. He's the reporter with the Topeka Capital Journal that broke the big story this weekend about an FBI investigation into confidants of Governor Sam Brownback. Tim, always a pleasure. Thanks for taking some time, man.
Thank you.
You bet.